This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for the opening market discussion. Jim, what did you think of the market reaction yesterday after the reports on Monday, and what are we looking at with the trade in the grains?
Overall, I was, you know, if you look at how the reaction was yesterday, you got to be pretty pleased. You had a nice little rebound in the corn market. The bean market really exploded higher on the coattails of the bean oil. You know, that story has to do with the biofuel industry. It's kind of working with the big oil as a way to, in the EPA, to try to essentially increase the biomass diesel blending mandates. Currently, it's about $3.35 billion. The talk is pushing it to 5.5 to 5.75 billion gallons. So if they could get an agreement through that, that would be very good for the demand for bean oil, which would be good for the demand for beans, bringing it up. That was all yesterday, though. Mark, today is all about the tariff war that is going to be heating up here this afternoon. President Trump is finally going to announce the tariffs, the reciprocal tariffs, and these tariffs that he's been threatening to put on since his inauguration. They are going to come on today. And that seems to be unnerving the market a little bit as we speak. Corn's down 6 cents, beans down 6 cents. Stock market's getting hammered pretty good. The dollar's weakening as well. As plain and simple, the market is worried about this. A tariff, plain and simple, is a tax. And a very, you know, on any product coming in. No one's going to bring that product in, Mark, unless they can pass that on to their consumer, their who they want to further sell that product to. And so it is a tax. Taxes are negative to the economy because it increases the cost of doing business, and it there's less money to go around. And hence, you're seeing a little bit of a kind of a little bit of risk off in front of this announcement this morning.
We will have a check of the numbers next.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact LabSales at FarmersEdge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
May corn down 7 cents at 454 and 3 quarters. May soybeans down 6 and 3 quarters at 1027 and a half. May soybean meal down $1.50 at 290.80. May soybean oil up 6 cents at 47.50. On the Merck, April live cattle down 5 cents at 209.07. April feeder cattle down 67 cents at 287.60. April lean hogs up 10 cents at 87.47. April pork cutout unchanged at 98.07. Class 3 milk down 2 pennies at 17.09. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.